Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev.
I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev. And today, we are going to be focusing on the women of Black history.
So we're
going to
be talking about some women that's doing some great things in Black history?
Yep.
Okay, well then we're going to get into that. So the format for the show today is going to be a lot different from our normal episodes. Today's format is going to kind of fall up on the three parts. It's going to talk about the first and some different inventions that Black women came up with. Then we're going to talk about some sports greats of Black women. And then we're going to talk about some quotes that different Black women have talked about and see what we feel about those. So you ready to get this going?
Yeah, for noodle.
All right, let's roll. Okay, so first up, the first person that we're going to talk about is Miss Bessie Coleman. So Miss Bessie Coleman had dreams of soaring through the air, so she went to France. She had to go all the way to France in 1919 to find a flight school that was willing to teach her. Do you understand what that means? That basically means that no school in America would even teach her how to be a pilot. She had to go all the way to France to learn how to be a pilot. Yeah, Paris. She had to go all the way there. And then she came back in 1921 as the first Black civilian to be a licensed pilot in the world. Now, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So when Constance Baker Motley was 15, she was turned away from a public beach because she was Black, and it sparked her interest in civil rights. After obtaining her law degree from Columbia Law School, Motley went on to represent Martin Luther King Jr. as a young lawyer and became a law clerk for Thurgood Marshall.
What else did she do?
She took an interest in
politics?
Yeah, politics. And because the first Black woman to serve in the New York Senate.
Senate,
because, but her political career was cut short when she became the first Black woman to be appointed to the federal judge in 1966.
Wow.
In 1950, Gwendolyn Brooks won a Pulitzer Prize for her book of poetry, Annie Allen. The award made her the first Black author to win the prestigious prize.
Man. Okay, so when we think about, like, the first Black people to do stuff or Black women to do stuff, we always think about it just kind of like something that's way in the past, like way, way, way in the past. But it's not. Oftentimes, it's stuff that just kind of, like, happens not too long ago. If we take, for instance, Miss Ruth Simmons. Miss Ruth Simmons became the first Black woman to be president of an Ivy League institution. We became the president of Brown in 2001. Do you know how long ago that was? Not that long ago. I was around in 2001.
18 years.
Yes, not that long ago at all.
In 1953, Toni Stone signed with the Indianapolis Clowns of the Negro American League, making her the first female professional baseball player in a top-tier men's league.
So it's a couple of things within that I kind of wanted to kind of run over with you. So do you know what the Negro Leagues are?
No.
Okay, so the Negro Leagues are, well, were, was a league that Black people were able to play in. Because initially, Black people weren't allowed to play in the Major League Baseball. And so we created our own league, and which had our own different teams and everything like that. And so one of those teams was the Indianapolis Clowns. And so Toni Stone was basically the first female to play Major League Baseball, but it just wasn't Major League as in the league Major League Baseball, because it was the Negro Leagues and whatnot, which had a bunch of great athletes within it. And we're going to talk about some of those athletes when we go and do the male version of it. But today, we're just focusing on the ladies. So we're just going to keep on rolling.
2014, Monet Davis made history as the first African-American girl ever to play in the LLWS. She was pitching 70 miles per hour fastballs.
Can you throw a ball 70 miles per hour?
70 miles?
Yes. Do you know how fast that is? So if we're going on, an interstate and we're driving, usually the speed limit's around 70, that's how fast she throws a ball. As fast as a car on the interstate. That is...
I don't know how people would hit that.
Man, she was putting people out. They'd probably
make it to where it was out of the foul area, like by an inch.
She probably wasn't even doing that. She just throws it straight by people. Like, what you gonna do? You can't do nothing with that. And she had a variety of pitches. Not only did she have that, she had curveballs and other stuff too. So she was good. She still is good.
Wait, she's still alive?
Yeah, happened in 2014. You were alive. That was
5 years ago.
Right. It was not that long ago. And for some super local, super relevant, super recent news, we can kind of look at Miss Stacey Abrams, who lost a very closely contended, I would say in some cases controversial, gubernatorial race for the state of Georgia. And she became the first Black woman to deliver the State of the Union response. And while we keep in Black ladies that are doing great, wild things when we're talking about dealing with the presidency, Michelle Obama became the first African-American first lady when Barack Obama won the general election back in 2008. Mm-hmm. And she was an amazing first lady. Not to mention her book was just selling out of stores all of last year. So she is really awesome. Okay, so we're going to kind of move into some acting or actress awards, so to say. So the first Oscar was won by Miss Hattie McDaniel in 1940 for the supporting actress of Gone in the Wind. The best actress Oscar win was for Halle Berry in 2001 for Monsters Ball, not that long ago. And the best actress nominee was in 1954, Miss Dorothy Dandridge won for her. Well, she got nominated for her part in Carmen Jones.
Also, one of the first millionaires, Madam C.J. Walker.
And you know, do you know what Madam C.J. Walker did?
I think she was the person who made, like, the hairspray and stuff.
Yeah, she did a whole bunch of African-American hair care products. And she had an empire across the nation. She was teaching people how to sell stuff. She was teaching people how to network. She was teaching people how to apply to stuff. She was doing all kinds of stuff, building a business up that she was a millionaire. It's not even that easy to be a millionaire now. And think of it back then when money hadn't even inflated back then. And so she was definitely doing her thing back then. And so she's definitely an awesome woman.
Yep. Marie Britton Brown, a nurse and inventor who invented the first TV security system.
So you're saying that Miss Marie Brown was the woman who basically is the person, like, if you're at your house and you have cameras on your house, she invented that?
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing. So, Dr. Shirley Jackson is an American physicist, and she received her PhD from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which is MIT. And she was the first African-American woman to earn a doctorate in nuclear physics at MIT. So, imagine how smart she was. Just brilliant mind. Okay, and something that's kind of relevant to me, just because I went to school at the University of Alabama. And Vivian Malone Jones was the first Black woman to enroll at the University of Alabama in 1963 and then became the first Black woman to graduate from the University of Alabama in 1965. And so I want you to kind of understand that a lot of people who are like, well, I guess they'd be kind of like grandparents or great grandparents or whatever, they were around in 1963 and 1965. So you know people that have been around in that time frame. And so it has not been that long ago since the first black woman was able to even enroll at the University of Alabama, let alone allow her to kind of go through the things that allowed me to go to that university and graduate from there. So hats off to her.
Yay. Now we are going into sports greats. Now, Layla Ali retired with an undefeated record of 24 matches won, including 21 knockouts.
Ooh, so she was undefeated and she knocked out 21 people?
Out of 24.
She was definitely the best of the best. That was awesome.
Wow.
And not to mention, she was the daughter of somebody we're going to cover in the men's edition.
Serena Williams is the winner of 23 Grand Slam singles titles, which is the most in the Open era and only one behind the all-time record ever.
So if she just wins two more Grand Slam titles, then she is like the Grand Slam title leader of all time?
Yes!
Oh man, let's go, Serena.
That's awesome.
Now, there couldn't be a Serena without Aletha Gibson. She was the first black athlete to break the color line in international tennis, winning the French Open in 1956, followed by the Wimbledon and what would ultimately become the U.S. Open in 1957, a feat that she repeated in 1958, just back to back. Like Jordan 96-97. All right, Alice Coachman, she was the first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal. So not only was she the first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal, she was also the first African-American woman to endorse an international product, Coca-Cola. So she was so good that Coca-Cola wanted her to be their spokesperson.
What?
Yes, that's how awesome
that's
she was.
That's probably like the best brand
it's
or
one
drink
of them.
Ever
I don't
made.
Know about drinks. Grape and Coke is pretty good, but we'll talk about that.
Sweet tea. That's good.
Yeah.
Wilma Rudolph was considered the fastest woman on earth. Rudolph was the first black woman to win 3 gold medals in a single Olympic Games.
Wow, that was fast. And our last person that we're going to do in sports greats is Cheryl Swoop. She was the first player ever signed to the WNBA. Not the first black. She was the first woman. Number one pick, WNBA, Cheryl Swoops. And she's won 3 Olympic gold medals and a 3-time WNBA MVP. And pretty much remains on the top WNBA players list ever made of all of them. She just continuously comes up because she was that awesome. All right, so next we're going to kind of roll into our final part of it. It's going to be kind of talking about quotes and just kind of like how we feel about what they're trying to say. The first quote is, when we're talking about diversity, it's not a box to check. It is a reality that should be deeply felt and valued by all of us. And that's by Miss Ava DuVernay. Okay, so do you understand what she was saying in that one?
Exactly not.
Not? Okay, so essentially what she's saying in this is that in a lot of cases, because like I said, some of the stuff that literally just happened, like Miss Stacey Abrams was like the first black person to give the response to the State of the Union. Like a lot of situations, you know, black people are still kind of coming up in as the first person to do certain things or whatever. And so it's really important that the world is shown as diverse as it is. So it's like when we watch a movie, and like movies are doing a better job of it now. So when you watch a movie, you know, that's set in like New York, then you're supposed to have a whole bunch of different diverse looking people. They're not always all supposed to look like Chris Hemsworth. They're not always going to all look like that. Different people are going to look differently. And it's important to represent that, because growing up, we didn't have stuff like Black Panther to where you could see people that look like us as the main characters in the movies or whatever. I mean, we had Blade and stuff like that, but it wasn't a situation where it was like as big as Black Panther. And so I think that it was important to have those things to where it's like now you guys grow up and you can't see, okay, so Ryan Coogler's directing. We got, you know, Chadwick Boseman as the main character. We got Michael B. Jordan as the villain. We got Letitia Wright as the sister. We got Lupita Nyong'o as, you know, the supporting actress. We got all kinds of different things in there. So being able to be diverse and to see the different things and the way that the things can go is really important for little kids growing up, and so they can kind of see stuff and be inspired.
Mm-hmm. I am lucky that whatever I fear I have inside me, my desire to win is always stronger. Serena Williams.
So how does that make you feel? What do you think about that one?
Well, that... I know that a part of me is telling me that I can do better and more than what my fear can do to me.
Right. And it's important to kind of take that first step, because a lot of times the things that we're afraid of doing, like once we step out and actually do it, we realize it wasn't that scary in the first place. Now, was it?
Yes. Unless you're talking about jumping off a cliff.
Yeah, let's not jump off cliffs. But I'm talking about something just like, so say you just did your piano recital, right? Yes. And so did you think it was going to be super scary at first?
Yes.
And then when it was over, it was nothing, right?
Yes.
And so that's just kind of like how it is. It's like sometimes you just got to kind of step out and just say, hey, I'm going to go out there and win. And that's what you do. Dreams are lovely, but they are just dreams. Fleeting. Ephemeral, pretty. But dreams do not come true just because you dream them. It's hard work that makes things happen. It's hard work that creates change. That's by Miss Shonda Rhimes. Now, I think that that is just a good summation of the different things that we've been talking about. Because we've been talking about a lot of stuff that people had to be the first. So you had to have a dream to say, this is what I want to do. We talk about Miss Bessie Coleman. She wanted to be a pilot. And nowhere in the United States was going to teach her how to be a pilot. So she had to go to France. It was hard work. It was dedication. And it was being able to be brave enough to step out there to take that chance is what allowed her to achieve her goals. And so if you want to create change, you've got to be brave enough and willing enough to go out and to make it happen.
Oh, so it's sort of like that the change that you want to see in the world is you? You're supposed to be the change in the world that you want to see?
Right. You can go out and make the change in the world. Uh-huh. When you've worked hard and done well and walked through that doorway of opportunity, you not slam it behind you shut. You reach back and you give other folks the same chances that help you succeed. That's Miss Michelle Obama. And that is really important because I think that that's one of the things that this podcast is basically, or that just I do as raising you as a parent, is that I'm finding ways to allow you to have the same opportunities and even more opportunities than I had growing up. And that's what I want to do. I want us as a people to become stronger and us as a people to become better and become smarter and have better resources. And to do that, we have to make sure that we don't leave behind the people that don't have the same opportunities that we have, that don't have the same blessings or skills that we have, and find ways for them to be successful as well.
If they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. Shirley Chisholm.
Did you understand that one?
Unless there's too many people at Thanksgiving and you need to bring a folding chair, then yes. I did not. I mean, no, I did not.
Okay. Well, yeah, if it's too many people at Thanksgiving, you might need to bring a folding chair. But in this case, it was a situation where they don't allow you at the table. Because like I said, there were a lot of situations in which they didn't allow black people to participate in stuff, much like the Negro Leagues. They had to make their own way by creating a folding chair. which is to create their own league or to create their own way or to find a way to get in. You got to do stuff to make yourself available to get into wherever it is that you need to go to. If there's not a door there, you find a way to get in. That's basically what it is. If there's not a chair for you, you find you a chair, you pull up you a chair. If there's a wall in your way, you drill through that wall. If there is a water in your way, you build a boat to get over it. You build a bridge to get over it. If there's a fire in your way, you put the fire out. That is how you do it. You find a way.
Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. Maya Angelou.
So what's that mean to you?
To me, it sort of means that if you can do something and you know that there's a better way to do it, do better than that.
That is an excellent summation of what she said. If there's a way for you to do it and you know a better way, definitely use the better way. And if you learn a better way to do it, then use that better way. Just continuously keep getting better and keep getting stronger, because that's how we as people get better. Okay, so any final thoughts? Was there anything else that you wanted to kind of add to it or say anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Well, I just kind of wanted to say we kind of wanted to put a highlight on especially Black women who are doing amazing things. There are still Black women out there doing amazing things as of current and right now. There are amazing Black women in our lives, including my mother, my grandmother, our cousins, our family, your sister, your mother, my wife. There's so many amazing Black women out here that are doing so many amazing things. And we just kind of wanted to say that we appreciate all of y'all. Y'all are doing an excellent job. And we just wanted to kind of put a spotlight on you guys, because we don't always see the spotlight that you need and that you deserve. And so we wanted to make sure that we definitely put out a special episode for that. So this has been Hero Talk, and you women definitely are heroes every single day. This has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
I'm Trev.
And when there's a hero,
we talk.
Yes, we do.